Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Right now, we are joined by the founder of Hardline, Kevin Hardwick. Erie County Comptroller, Kevin Hardwick. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Joe, thank you. How was your 4th of July?
It was great, Kevin, and the weather for the most part was good, and I celebrated this amazing country that we get to call home.
Now, you're supposed to ask me how my 4th was.
Kevin, how was your 4th of July?
Well, let me tell you about my 4th, Joe. I'm old enough, I have memories of the bicentennial 50 years ago. And they are some of my most cherished memories. Of course, I grew up in the Binghamton area. I was 19 years old, and I can remember spending that evening at Haskell Field. The Haskells were a local family, and their backyard was where we played Little League baseball. I mean, it was actually it had a backstop and everything and played Little League baseball. Anyway, everyone gathered in the town there that night, and folks waxed poetically about what it meant to be an American. And I can remember specifically Lois Haskell, whose backyard it was that we were all meeting in. She was also the tax collector for the town of Binghamton. Now, the town of Binghamton is not the city of Binghamton. The town of Binghamton is 5,000 people and a lot of cows and sheep. But it was just beautiful. And this 4th of July, I took a road trip over the weekend out to Colorado to pick up my great grandson. It was sort of a moment's notice. My granddaughter, his mother, is a military wife out in Fort Carson, Colorado, and we wanted to get him back here so he could see his father and go on vacation with us. And so I went out and I got him. And it was a lot of driving, but I'm glad I did. The night of the 4th of July, I was driving back with Grayson, the 6-year-old, in the back seat. And I woke him up and I said, watch this. And we were driving through Kansas, which is very flat. Around dusk, the sky started lighting up. And you could see, 360 degrees. You could see fireworks. As all the little towns started exploding things. I mean, talk about a very American thing. You know, I going back to the bicentennial, we were a very divided nation then. That was 1976. That was President Ford, who took office when Nixon resigned, was running for election against Jimmy Carter. Watergate was, right in the rearview mirror, as was the Vietnam War. We were very divided, much as we are today. And somehow we've made it through to today.
Would you say as divided?
We were as divided. Oh, yeah.
Really?
The Vietnam War. Go to that memorial and look at all the names of people from all over every place in America. Nixon resigned, Watergate. Oh, yeah, we were as divided then, I think. And I guess people could argue about that as they will about anything, but we were very divided. But here's the thing, listening, and then I come back Sunday night, got back here at 10:45, and I learn about all the takeover, the street takeover and the shooting, and it's terrible. And then the think about the officer's home being, vandalized. I mean, that's just awful. We've crossed over too many lines. And then now we're all talking about, we're all fighting about, we're all pointing fingers. And perhaps it's because, I'm older. I used to be as snarky as the next person. But the older I get, the more I realize, the other side is not as evil as we make it out to be. I talk to my students at Canisius, and I tell them I teach about public policy. And I define policy as a course of action to attain a goal. And I make the point that for every goal, there are multiple policies, multiple courses of action. And I use an analogy, which you'll appreciate because you're into sports like I am. I can remember, and this is lost on a lot of my students today, back when we had a quarterback controversy in this town. Remember the Flutie Johnson thing?
Oh, yes.
You had fistfights in Buffalo bars. Flutie Johnson, no, you can't, this guy, that guy, and people were fighting over that. About the same time, it was Dominic Hasek. What should we do with him? We had this team. We kept losing games 1-0 because we had the best goalie in the universe, but no one could put the puck in the net. People were saying, you got to trade the guy and get five people who can put the puck in the net. No, you idiot. You can't do that. And again, fist fights and bars. And the thing that dawned on me is that all these people that were fighting one another, they agreed on the goal. They all wanted to win the Stanley Cup. They wanted to win the Super Bowl. They disagreed on the course of action. And I compare that to politics and, much of the stuff that we're talking about today. I don't think that the people that disagree with us, that want to pursue a different policy, a different course of action, have different goals. We all have the same goals. We all want to make Buffalo safe. We all want to make Buffalo prosperous. We just disagree on the course of action, much the way we disagree on which quarterback should be, starting on Sunday for the Buffalo Bills back in the day when we had that controversy. And, when I was younger, I used to think that the other side is always evil. And every campaign I was involved in, whether it was me running or it was me supporting someone, I thought the other side was just terrible. Those were terrible people. But the older I get, the more I realize that that's not the case. We disagree on courses of action. But there's unanimity pretty much on the goal. We all want to make America safe and prosperous in our community. We just disagree on the course of action. And I think from time to time, we need to remind ourselves of that so we can have the kind of moment I had riding home from Colorado the other day through Kansas, watching all those beautiful fireworks demonstrations. It was America. I was in Colorado. I was driving up Saturday. This is before I got my grandson, going to Colorado, and there was this. We're just inside Colorado, or I was just inside Colorado, and there was this. There was this one man on a horse with an American flag by the side of the road, and he had to be in his 60s, and he was just holding the American flag there by the side of the road as people drove by on a 2-lane road. And I said, that's awesome. I mean, this guy probably, we didn't vote for the same person for president, but that man loves this country, as do I. And he's expressing that. And I just thought that was great. It was very American. It was an iconic image. I think we need to stop more often and just remember that, we're all in this together. We're all on the same team. We're all Buffalo Bills fans. And yeah, we may disagree on who should start and, what trade should be made. But we all want the same thing. And that's all I wanted to say, Joe.
God bless America, Kevin. But look, can I ask you this? Because I agree. I always say I think your way of saying it's a lot better than mine, because I always say, when the terrorists want to do harm, they don't say, I need to pick out the Republicans and the Democrats. They say Americans, right? On 9/11, yeah, they attacked Americans. They didn't care who we voted for. And I wish we could think like that. When it comes to making Buffalo a safer place, I would hope that everyone involved would want to make Buffalo a safer place. But what do you say to the lawmakers who won't listen to the law enforcement officials that say, hey, some of this legislation is actually doing us harm?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can start with the assumption that either side wants to make Buffalo less safe. Again, no more than you can say that people that wanted to start Rob Johnson back in the day wanted to make Buffalo lose because they weren't, you know, in favor of starting Doug Flutie. And I don't, you know, I'm not going to get into the weeds of this because, number one, I wasn't around this weekend when it all broke down. I've read about it. And number two, I'm not the police commissioner. I'm not the council member in Buffalo who have to make these decisions. I'm going to respect their roles and hope that they all come together and make a decision that works for the people of the city of Buffalo. That's all of us. You know, that's what we all expect.
Yeah. Kevin, I wish more people on both sides of the aisle thought like you do when it comes to America. Like, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We have to talk with one another. We have to have conversations. Yes, some of them uncomfortable, but we have to talk with one another for greater of Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York, America. And unfortunately, I feel there are people on both sides of the aisle who don't feel that way.
Yeah, well, I think in the end, 99% or maybe around 99% of the people do love America. They have a different way of expressing it, and they have a different conception of what America is all about. I mean, you know, you say America, and different people associate different things with it. But I think the most in their heart love it, and you know, want to see it move perhaps in different directions. Again, I don't think we make the mistake of jumping to the conclusion that they don't love America and that they're evil. And I think we need to listen to one another more. And I think that's one of the benefits of talk radio, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's not one way. I mean, you've made that point very clear. It's not one way. We can talk to one another back and forth, and we may disagree, but, you know, at least we can understand and hopefully respect one another.
I always say this, Kevin. I love talking with you, and I really appreciate you not only listening but calling in. I remember when I was the call screener for Sandy Beach, it was not that long ago, or when I called screening for Bowerly, you would have politicians, a lot of Democrats, calling in. They would be ticked off Bowerly said something at 9:30 in the morning, and they would go on with them the next segment. And I feel now, Kevin, there are a lot of people on your side of the aisle who don't want to talk out their differences. They feel like they don't have to because, what, we live in a blue state, a blue county, a blue city. They feel like they don't have to talk out those issues, and they kind of just run away from the criticism.
Well, I'm sure I know most of the people to whom you're referring, and I can assure you that they're not evil, again, which is – and they're
I'm not saying evil, but if you have your constituents in mind, you would talk to your constituents regardless if they agree with you or not.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to get too far down this road because I don't want to speak for them. However, they may have their own way of communicating to people, and, you know, we're just going to have to accept that and respect it. Again, respect is the key, and I think, you know, I'm hoping that they all respect their constituents.
I would hope so. And this is, hey, this is one of the most listened to stations for a reason. And it's not because of me. It's because of the local content.
Oh, One more thing. I neglected. I was thinking about calling in the other day. Just Tim Wenger, if I could, point of personal privilege. He was great to me. I mean, if it weren't for him, Hardline wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have had many of the, you know, opportunities I had on the station. He was fantastic, and I wish him a great retirement and whatever comes next, because he really did care about this community. He cared about the station, and he cared about Entercom or Odyssey or whatever the hell you're calling yourself now. He was just, and I heard a lot of people, call in and talk about how great he was, and, I would echo that. He was fantastic.
Tim is great, and I owe a lot of why I'm doing this and not stocking shelves at Target to Tim Wenger, and we'll be forever grateful for what he's done for my career. And same for you, Kevin. If it weren't for you, they never would have trusted me on Hardline, so I have you to thank for that as well.
Thanks, Joe. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. That is Erie County Comptroller and the founder of Hardline, Kevin Hardwick.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.